I was at the Intelligent Cities Conference in Bradford yesterday, and I'm sitting on the train heading towards King's Cross, looking at the live blogs that I did. I live blogged every session other than the one that I chaired, which kind of is a bit too much overhead for doing that. Anyway, it was great. And I was sitting kind of editing the live blogs and trying to make the thing look right, and I'm thinking, well, actually, I'm wasting a bit of time here, because what I should be doing is thinking about what it all meant. You know, what does it mean? And actually, what it means is a fabulous opportunity for Bradford, I think. Many of you will know that I come from there. My family live there. My family business, which is very important to all of us, is based there. And Bradford is a very special place. The sad thing about Bradford is it's been not well looked after, and it needs to be looked after. The really striking thing for me about the events in the past 2 days is the very, very strong commitment that Brian Cantor, the Vice Chancellor of the University, made to helping business develop in Bradford. And he was very, very committed, strong, very bullish about the future. It was great. And a big new project where the University of Bradford, Bradford Council itself, and BT are partnering on this digital health stuff. And they're a university enterprise zone, only one of the four in the country at the moment, focused on digital health. And again, that is a major opportunity for Bradford. I was also struck, looking at the audience at the Intelligent Cities Conference yesterday, about the big mix of people that we had there. We had loads of people from Bradford Council, we had loads of people from the university, we had lots of people from small businesses, and it's the small businesses that are very close to my heart as well. Small businesses need to be included in this stuff. It's very easy for them to be forgotten. And from my experience over the past 4 years at the Centre for Creative Collaboration, if you can get small businesses engaged, then you can do loads of stuff. I'm not quite sure where it will go from here. I would like to be involved. I'd like to help. Getting disparate groups of people, big people, small people, universities, businesses, working together is something I'm particularly good at. Maybe that's something I could add. I don't know. It's great. One of the themes that emerged during the sessions was how important civic leadership is to the development of intelligent cities, smart cities, these kinds of projects. And Tony Reeves, the chief executive of Bradford Metropolitan District Council, spoke ably. He spoke well at the Recentre on Monday evening, and he spoke well yesterday, and then the Telegraph and Argus, he's resigned and he's moving on. How important this leadership thing is, and I'm hoping that, well, he's got 6 months, he doesn't start at Deloitte's until January, and I'm hoping that he might make this project, this whole thing about Bradford as an intelligent city, become a kind of beacon project and a legacy that he can leave to the city. He's been there 8 years. I had a very, very brief chat with him on Monday night. Seems like a good guy. Let's see whether he can leave something that will make a lasting impression. That will be good. That will be really good. And also, in the paper today, this stuff about some of the politicians thinking that they don't need a chief executive. Well, that's such a bad idea. You need leadership. And the thing that kept coming through in this conference was the importance of strong civic leadership. And Tim Reardon from Leeds City Council was on a panel as well. He was great. He gets it. We need people in Bradford who get it. And I guess if there's one worry I've got about the whole situation, is there is a massive opportunity. The question is Bradford and are Bradford's people up for it? Do they really want to grab it? Do they want to do what Brian Cantor wants them to do? Do they really want to make it? And I don't know. As I said earlier, I'd love to be part of that. I'm not quite sure how I can make that work, but it is a fantastic opportunity.